This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
They're not going to throw them out there because they're trying to justify the draft pick. That's not how they roll. That's how Dave wants that rolls. Okay, that's how some other coaches, you know, the Parcells era, Jeff Ireland did that a lot here too. That's not how they roll here. Here you trade for Breida and they say, well, no, Miles Gaskin's outplaying him. He's playing. That's how they roll here. You don't get it, you know, Preston Williams came out of nowhere, became one of the top players on the team last year before the knee injury. And there were other guys out there that they were paying money and all. And Preston Williams got ahead of all those cats. Mike Gesicki's kicking ass, but they like the Shaheen kid that they traded for, and they drafted Durham Smythe, and they get those guys involved. These guys don't give a rat's ass, dude. They don't care. So if they play Robert Hunt, it's because they think he's ready. If they play Austin Jackson, it's because they think he's ready. If they play Solomon Kinley, it's because they think he's ready. That's it. And so Tua must be ready in every way, shape, and form right now at this point. That's why they're doing this. And remember, Buffalo lost last night. They're 4-2. Miami's 3-3. Miami could have won that Buffalo game. They made a couple mistakes in that game, and it was a close game. So maybe Flores is sitting around going, why can't we win the division? Why can't we challenge for a playoff spot? I'm looking at the landscape. My guys are playing well right now. You know, maybe that's what he's thinking. And again, I love it. You know, we have a luxury this season as Dolphin fans that we haven't had in forever. Because for many years, I'm fighting with some of you out there, not all of you, because some of you know my philosophy on drafting. Because a lot of you, oh no, we got to have a high pick. Well, Ronnie Brown didn't turn out to be great. It's a high pick, right? Right? The defensive end that that Jeff Ireland traded up for from Oregon. Now I'm forgetting his name. He's been in Seattle now. You guys help me out there. What's his name? Deion Jordan. That didn't work out. Top pick, right? I mean, plenty of top picks.
Back in the day, Ted Ginn
at least turned out to be a good player.
It took him five or six years.
But never justify the ninth pick overall. He was never going to do that. But Sammy Smith, we can go on and on. You can have all kinds of high picks. It doesn't – I've always said it's not where you pick, it's who you pick. So that's why you end up with Xavier Howard in the second round. That's why you end up with Preston Williams, you know, in street free agency. You understand what I'm saying? That's if you know how to draft, you'll find talent all throughout the draft. So I fight with a lot of you over the years that, oh no, we got to lose the game so we can get a higher draft pick. Well, this is the one year in Dolphin history that we get to root for the team to win. I mean, I do that anyway, but for those of you out there that are sick about, you know, you got to lose to get the higher pick or whatever, all that BS, I would always fight with you guys about that. I say, listen, if you know how to draft, you're going to find players all throughout the draft, right? Solomon Kinley's a fourth rounder, correct? And the dude's one of the best young offensive linemen in the draft. He is mauling fools. If you know how to draft, you'll find players all throughout the draft. This is the one year where we don't have to worry about the Dolphin draft pick and we can root for them to win because the Houston Texans are doing all the losing for us and they have our first and second round picks that we're really, like, cheering on. Isn't it awesome? We get the best of both worlds, as Van Halen would say. Van Hagar would say. Okay? I mean, that's actually pretty cool that we have both right now. It's awesome.